today on the God Pod.
Amelia wants to know, God, what circle of hell is the U.S.?
I think it's bad hell. It's like shitty, dysfunctional hell.
Don't compare my home to the U.S., please.
Chill hell, chill hell.
I could see it on both of your faces. You don't read books.
No, I actually do. I actually do.
Oh, you like books? Name seven of them.
When the Crawdads Sing, the Bible.
When the Crawdads Sing. The second follow-up of Where the Crawdads Sing is When the Crawdads...
Yeah, people don't like your visage.
Yeah, no. People notoriously don't like me around.
In Alabama.
In Alabama.
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 I won't be going down there no time soon. Thank you very much.
What the fuck was that? I've never heard Satan attempt a southern accent before, and now I know it was for good reason. Why, hello there, human. I'm God, and this is the God Pod. The God Pod's a twice-weekly show where I, the Lord thy God, interview authors, scientists, comedians, and more. I also discuss all the latest current events. Find the God Pod wherever you get your podcasts. The God Pod. Have it, Yahweh. We're making cartoons now, if you didn't know. You can find links to our YouTube and TikTok channels in the show notes of this and every episode. Also in the show notes, a link to our now free public Discord server. Jump on our Discord chat server and hang out with your fellow fans of the God Pod. I'll talk to you there as well. We're having lots of fun there. Let's meet my co-host for today. With me today is my therapist, Psyche.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Psyche.
Hey.
And also with us today, let's make way so he can do his grand brimstone and fire entrance. The Dark Lord, Satan. Give it to me. Oh, yeah, baby.
Satan's wearing a funny little hat today.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
I almost got into Mongolian throat singing right there. That was pretty fun.
Oh, I love that.
Have you seen those videos? They're crazy.
No, but now no. I'm going to go watch them.
Yeah, nothing's more satanic sounding than Mongolian throat singing.
Wow.
Mongolian throat goat over here. Yeah, what kind of hat is that, Satan?
This is what we call a big bucket hat.
It's very cute. It looks really great with your horns.
Looks like you just came back from fishing.
Yeah, thank you. It's got the fishing aesthetic. I've just been trying to take some time to myself, you know?
Yeah.
Get out of the city.
Great point. Yeah. I love how he's cut out holes in the top for his horns.
The horns.
I'm not getting sunburned, especially on the top of my head. The horns are all right, though.
Do you have to put SPF on the horns?
No, it's like teeth. They're like big teeth on my head.
What a weird concept. I've never thought about your teeth needing SPF.
Yeah, no, you don't have to because that's not a thing.
So do you have to floss your horns nightly?
Every once in a while. Not nightly, but and the best is when you glaze them up a little bit. You give them that shine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's for a hot date.
That's for a hot date.
When you're in a fist fight, you know, wrestling match with Satan, which we've done before. Like, you forget about the horns, you know?
Yeah.
You're just there punching, and then all of a sudden he headbutts, and bam, you got a horn in your face.
Also, the surprise is the tail has a spike.
Just a little itty-bitty one.
People forget Satan has a tail. Like, he's kind of like a dog.
You've got him in a headlock, and he's just whipping you in the back of the head with that tail.
Yeah, don't fight me. Don't fight me is what you're learning.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with Satan, or else you get the horns.
All three. All 17.
17? That's intense.
He's got all kinds of hidden horns.
Wow.
Psyche, how about you read a review? We've got a review today.
From Podchaser, huh? Oh, this is such a fun author name. Super Happy Clam.
What is Podchaser?
It's a podcasting platform, Satan.
It is. It's a huge podcasting platform. Well, Super Happy Clam gave us 5 stars, and they said, I just want to thank God for having insane followers who made me an atheist. The podcasts make me believe in laughter again.
Wow.
What a great, great, great one.
Looks like Super Happy Clam found a new God. Laughter.
What a great compliment. Makes me believe in laughter again. Let's put that in the podcast description.
Maybe that should be the name of the episode. Makes me believe in laughter again.
Do you believe in life after laughter?
Also, what was happening when people laughed? They'd go like, I don't fucking believe that.
Right?
Right. That's not true.
No, that was great. Makes me believe in laughter again. Very Cher.
The first step is just to throw your brain out the window. Exactly. Because when you think too much, you're like, you start seeing all the plot holes. Yeah. Like it's a Lindsay Lohan movie. Plot holes abound. But you just throw your brain out the window. You're farting in the bathtubs. Next thing you know, you're laughing along with us. You're believing in laughter again. Thank you, Super Happy Clam. You just made us super happy.
Did you watch that Lindsay Lohan one?
Oh, yeah, the new one. We talked about it, right? Didn't we talk about the Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, but you brought it up again, which makes me think you actually watched it.
Because it was a highlight of the show last week. You never know what's going to hit, right? I just slipped that in the outline. And everybody was losing it.
That is so funny.
This is my impression of Super Happy Clam believing in laughter again. Ready? Aww. Thank you, guys.
I believe again. Well, thanks for that review. I'm going to be floating on air up here in heaven.
You're floating on something.
The next, what?
Ha-cha.
Well, like, because you were talking about farting in the bathtub, like gas.
Oh, right.
What was that supposed to be? I don't get it. Sometimes I say innuendos and I don't know what they mean.
It didn't really mean anything. Floating on something, it's like, doesn't mean anything, but it sounded.
No, but both of your responses was like, huh?
It sounded almost like you're saying, God, you're on drugs. You're on drugs, God. And you're right.
No, I meant like farting on the bathroom.
Yeah. So the first thing, you throw your brain out, and now that we've thrown our brains away.
We have.
What do you think? Should we do group therapy or the Satan show?
Satan show is so fun.
Satan show. Satan show. We put it at the top of the podcast.
Welcome to the Satan show. News, politics, psych only. Entertainment stuff. It's the Satan show with your host Satan McGregor. Hey guys, what's up? It's me, Satan McGregor. I've taken the last name McGregor just for this episode. Have you guys seen this? We got a lot of news coming out. Lot of celebrity gossip hot off the hot trails of celebrity gossip. A Christmas miracle. Bob Chapek is out and Bob Iger is back.
Yay, for some reason.
The batty zaddy Bob Iger himself is back. What an ass on that guy, am I right? I'm so sorry.
Bob Iger's face.
How do we feel about this, gang? I mean, mostly psyche.
I am psyched. I got to tell you, I have no idea why people did not like Bob Chapek or whatever his name was.
I was really hoping you'd explain to me why people don't like him.
I don't know. But I have watched on TikToks and the announcement, there was one video where they announced that Bob Iger was taking over and someone filmed it at Disneyland and all of Disneyland started cheering. I think because Bob Iger is such a fan of Disney, brings it back old school. You know what I mean? It's a very Michael Eisner vibe. It's very old school Disney. Bob raised the prices. He got rid of the Disney genie, I believe.
Wait, when you say Bob, which Bob are you talking about here?
Bob Iger, people like.
Wait, yeah, but which Bob raised the prices?
Bob Chapek.
Okay, let's make sure to use their last names here. Yeah.
No, I think he's using their first
name. Okay, I'm going to do this. Iger came back and brought it old school where Chapek wanted to raise the prices. I think he got rid of that Disney magic key. Maybe I'm incorrect, but I feel
he killed the Disney magic.
Yeah, he killed the Disney magic. And basically, I think that people were just upset because he kept raising prices and didn't care about quality. I saw, for instance, on another TikTok, there was someone that was showing what the merch looks like compared to last year's Christmas and how it's very different. And they blamed Bob Chapek about that. So I'm not sure what the drama was, but he people was reorganized. Are excited.
Chapek says here, Bob Iger moves fast to dismantle Chapek's reorganization of Disney. He was reorganizing it.
Oh.
And Disney's like a cult. You can't just come in and start throwing your weight around.
No.
They are the elves will unite against you. The furniture that's trapped.
That's right.
Inside their castles will unite with beasts and stuff and come after you. And yeah, I was surprised to see how much cheering there was in Hollywood. You know, Josh Gad was super happy.
Yeah, so don't you
that's actually how I learned about this psyche.
Yeah, was Josh Gad. Well, and for those who don't know who Josh Gad is the voice of Olaf from Frozen.
If you don't know who Josh Gad is at this point,
game over.
Game over. So I'm just very excited. I'm psyched. You know, Disney is back.
Well, you're going to love this next piece of celebrity gossip.
Ooh.
Bob Iger named Disney CEO again, replacing Bob Chapek in shocking Hollywood.
I already said that one.
Or this one. Bob Iger moves fast to dismantle Chapek's reorganization of Disney.
I already said that one.
What about this one? Can Bob Iger fix Disney? CNN Business has the report.
I just wanted to re-up. This is such huge news. It was everywhere.
How about this one? How about read the 9 changes that Disney fans want returning?
They act like Mickey Mouse has been locked in a prison.
Oh, I don't have the Washington Post, so I can't read
that. Well, this is huge. There are 9 things that Disney fans want to change, and I am also ad blocked out of that article.
I don't know. I'm not signed in, but I'm able to look at it because I haven't read one other Washington Post article this month.
Spill the beans.
Spill the beans.
Spill the. It's terrible that you have read one other Washington Post. That's where most of the stuff about Trump's came out. Well, that's. This man reads a headline. You heard it here first.
Stop requiring reservations for parks. I guess when the pandemic started, they limited capacity.
It was awful.
That means even if someone bought a ticket, they couldn't visit without also logging in a reservation for the park they intended to visit. Yeah. So allow park hopping earlier. Another pandemic era change. Visitors who pay extra to visit more than one park a day need to wait until the afternoon to leave their first park.
Yeah, they had to wait till 1 o'clock. You had to pick which park you were going to go to first. I experienced this. I didn't know that this was all the fault of Bob Chapek.
Yeah, sometimes you're in Magic Kingdom and you're like, what am I doing?
I will say it sounds like the fault of COVID, but I'm fine with blaming Bob Chapek. That's not fun.
Yeah, way to make all these changes during COVID, dipshit, and then not undo them. Abolish Genie Plus.
Yeah, that was
bullshit.
What's
Genie Plus?
Genie Plus, remember, that's when you pay extra for the front of the line stuff.
Oh, not every fan hates the new paid service that lets visitors skip the lines at many popular rides for a fee. Another option, tax on a la carte charges for the most in-demand rides. But most people still chafe at having to pony up for the option when the old version called Fastpass was free.
So I had Disney Plus when I went to Walt Disney World last year. I had the Genie. So I had Genie Pass. And then I had to pay $12 for each person just to ride the Frozen line.
Is that the Genie from Aladdin?
No.
He really rips you off. I mean, no, he says the wishes are free.
His name was Bob Chapek.
Oh, yeah. You know, they just did all these things to make extra money.
Yeah.
It's just like, really? You don't have enough money, Disney?
Yeah. Well, I am so excited. Bob Iger is back.
Oh, wait. I'm still going. Oh. Make annual passes available again.
Come on, God. This is the Satan show. Speed it up. Speed it up. Speed it up.
Make annual passes available again. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Reinstate the free airport shuttle. It wasn't free anymore. What
no,
the fuck?
I had to pay. I had to pay.
Bring back dining plans. Stop charging for magic bands.
Yeah.
For conservative
fans. This is like Mad Libs. None of these words make any sense to me.
Oh, they make so much sense to me.
Stop charging for magic bands.
Magic bands are like little like slap bracelets, basically, that hold your key to your room. They have your credit card.
It used to be free. It used to be free. Yeah. to quickly get around, exactly, you scan your badge to charge things to your room, and you get in the park, da-da-da-da. And then they started charging $30 for that, the least expensive version. Exactly. Lowering the prices in general. Like basically, this guy, Chapek, had made Disney World a playground only for the super, super rich. And if you were going to go because, you know, you want to take your kids there, they just grabbed your nipples and just squeezed until blood came out. That's
what, and it didn't feel good.
Mickey didn't respond to the fucking pandemic by, like, you know, absorbing the cost and making it easier on everyone and just realizing they've got billions in their supplies. No, they squeezed harder.
Yeah.
So this is it. People hate it. That's not what Disney's supposed to be about.
No.
Anyone should be able to go there, even though, even at the reduced rates, it's like fucking insane. There's one more you're really going to like, Satan, since I have access.
I better like it.
Since I have access to Washington Post, because I haven't opened any of them. It's almost at the end of the month. I have commandeered the Satan Show. For conservative fans, abandon woke changes.
What?
Some fans who feel Disney has pushed a liberal agenda in parks, movies, and television urged the returning CEO to abandon a quote-unquote woke agenda. Disney opposed legislation in Florida that restricts what teachers can say about gender and sexual orientation, setting off a feud with DeSantis. Iger, who has said that he considered running for president, was also outspoken in opposition to the bill. Okay, good.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think Bob Iger is like...
Iger is unlikely to change course.
Yeah, he's not going to.
And I don't know why they threw that on the list. Because Washington Post just has to throw a bone. Just has to throw a bone to the Trump. Maybe he'll make Disney stop being woke. Trump readers, people that are like Trump that are reading this.
Bob Iger is going to just get things done. He's going to keep things woke. He's going to keep just keeping things fabulous.
Well, yeah. Did you hear they're changing Haunted Mansion to Informed Co-op?
That sounds way scarier.
The liberal left is winning. Okay, breaking news coming in through the Satan Show. I don't know if you guys heard this. It's just breaking. Model Jasmine Tux is pregnant, expecting first baby with Juan David Borrego.
Wow.
Who?
I don't know either of these people.
You reading this off CNN.com?
This is Us News, but E! News has more breaking stories. I don't know if you guys know that this Todd and Julie Chrisley sentenced to multiple years in prison in tax fraud case.
Who the hell are they?
Who are they?
Are you kidding me? Chrisley knows best?
Chrisley.
Todd Chrisley?
There's a show called Chrisley Known Best?
Knows best.
Thank
yeah.
you, Satan. Thank you. You know,
what
we're
is that
old,
show?
Psyche.
It's
what
not
is
the. It's like, I don't know. It's on E. It's always on TV. It's irrelevant if you don't know what it is. It's too hard to get into.
Oh, okay,
what
good.
Is it just reality?
It's a reality,
yeah, it's a reality
TV
show
about a family.
About a family. And in Nashville.
Yeah, and what's their deal?
Riveting.
He was in real estate, I guess, but now they're going to jail, so I don't know.
What are they going to jail for?
Tax evasion or something.
Mm. Satan, you would like this show.
I love tax evasion.
Yeah, that sounds maybe tax evasion.
One of my top 10 dreams is to evade taxes. And last story, Lionel Richie's dream collab has us dancing on the ceiling.
Who's the dream collab? White Lotus?
Oh, you guys are not going to believe this. I can't find it.
Is it Pink?
I don't know who it is.
We're just going to assume it's Pink.
No.
Pink was right, y'all. Pink was right. Pink knew.
It doesn't say. So congrats to Lionel Richie for dancing on the ceiling. If you know who Lionel Richie is duetting with, send us a message. SatanIsGod.com@gmail.com. Reach out. Let me know. This article is not telling me. And this is that's all the time we have for Satan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you so much. Up next, please stick around. Up next, we got Umbrella by Rihanna. We'll be right back after these messages.
So since, you know, we usually do group therapy with Psyche we had Thanksgiving over the very long weekend. Mm. We might have had turkey. We might have had mashed potatoes. Whatever you guys had, I just wanted to say maybe today we take a moment and we process what we're thankful for and like what we were thankful for. Maybe we talked about it at dinner. Maybe we sat alone at home and watched like really good TV and didn't have to deal with family. Whatever it was, I just thought this was a moment for us to kind of get together for the God Pod and, you know, everyone listening, like, what are you thankful for? Write this into us. Let us know on the Discord. What were you thankful for?
Nice. Mm. I had a great Thanksgiving with, you know, Jesus came over.
Oh, cute. That's wonderful.
He brought his mother, Mary, and Joseph. We all ate together.
Wow. What'd you eat?
I mean, the typical stuff. We had turkey.
I didn't know if Jesus, like, was a specialist in, like, some sort of, like, flavored dish or something.
Well, he demands that all his food be organic.
Oh, right, of course. Yeah.
Of course. But, you know, they came over. Moses came over.
Yeah.
We all smoked a joint before dinner. It was everything you could want it and more. Sorry I didn't invite either of you. I felt like it would be awkward to invite my therapist to Thanksgiving right. dinner.
Especially because your other therapist was there.
I thought it might be awkward to, you know, invite my arch nemesis.
Right.
To Thanksgiving dinner. Although maybe that's what Thanksgiving should be.
It should be everyone coming together.
Right. You eat with the people that you hate, aka yeah. your family.
Yeah. It's like you have to eat with your grandma who believes vaccines cause autism.
Well, I was already there with Joseph. So that was enough pressure. Okay. Me and Joseph in the same room with Jesus and Mary. It's awkward.
Right. Mm. Right. Right. Satan, how was it for you? Was it
I'll say in like no disrespect at all, but that sounds boring as fuck for Thanksgiving.
Well, I fell asleep watching football. It was a perfect Thanksgiving. What do you what did you do, Satan?
I partied with Tom Petty, Chuck Berry, David Bowie, BB King,
wow.
Merle Haggard. They're all in chill hell, man. And that it was a rock contest.
I'm going to have to check on that.
First of all, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's an antiquated old thing. We celebrate rock and roll giving. It's thanks rock and roll is what it is.
Wow.
We change the name all the time.
Look at Satan owning the fact that he's got all the good musicians.
It's Aretha Franklin. It's George Michael. It's Leonard Cohen.
Wow.
We had every single songwriter. It's Chris Cornell. It's Scott Whelan. It's Dolores O'Riordan.
Wow.
Oh, we got rapper and musician Adam Yoke. Hilarious guy. We had everybody.
Were they just visiting? They don't live there in hell. They don't live there. They were just visiting for rock and roll giving, right?
They're in that sweet ass gateway. Chill hell. You know, chill hell.
They can come and go as they please.
Yeah, they get the little Disney wristbands. They get the magic bands.
When you're a famous celebrity, you want to hang out in heaven, you hang out in heaven. You want to go party with Satan, you go party with Satan.
And it was raucous, let me tell you. There's this new street drug called Buzzer, and everybody was buzzing.
There's a new street drug in hell.
There's a new street drug in hell. I'm trying to get it under control.
So to go full circle, what are you guys both thankful for?
Oh, right. That's what we were talking about. I guess what I'm thankful for? Rock and roll, baby.
Drugs, and rock and roll.
Rock and roll music. The blues, baby.
Look at his little tail flipping around as he says that.
Woo! I'm thankful for my horniness and my horniness.
Ooh.
Perfect. I'm thankful for all of my fellow God Potters. I'm thankful for our listeners. And that's what I'm going with this year.
Oh, I love that. I'm so thankful for the listeners. I'm thankful for you too. And I'm thankful for Cupid giving me a baby. And I want to know what you are all thankful for. So write into the Discord. Let us know how your Thanksgiving was.
What are you thankful for? And what was your Thanksgiving like?
Well, I just said what I was thankful for, but I'm
Well, I wasn't listening. I was reading all dead rock and roll celebrities. What do you expect me to do? I can't think of rock and roll celebrities.
But this
is just like Thanksgiving.
We had lots of mashed potatoes. It's a Cupid favorite. You know, it was a lot of noise in the household. I have two humans wearing diapers at all times at dinner. So a lot of diapers were changed.
Oh, you have to change your husband's diaper?
Well, they're deities, really, but
yeah.
But they crap. That was group therapy with Psyche. It's time for Ask God. And we've got so many questions here to get to. And after that, we've got listener feedback, and we've got a bunch of them. And then we've got a ton of good stuff in the goddamn news. So we got to hurry.
All right. Phoenix Rising wants to know, God, The Crown just dropped its new season. You watching?
Ooh. Yes, I am watching that. It is pretty depressing, as always, but the cast is elite. I am also enjoying the show White Lotus.
Love White Lotus. Do, 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 do.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah, Psyche, you're up to date. Satan, are you watching this show? Have you seen this?
No, a lot of people talking, but I'm just trapped in the music, man.
Yeah, just have you heard the song?
Yeah, I've heard the song.
The intro song for this show is so good. Check it out, humans. You will shit.
You will shit. Darren Black Knight wants to know, hey, God, I asked you this on Mastodon, but what would you do for a Klondike bar?
So Mastodon is a new social media service.
Is it like a Twitter?
Yeah, everybody's fleeing Twitter and going to Mastodon. I'm already at 35,000 followers.
What?
On Mastodon. Yes, it's insane.
Holy
shit. Are other people famous too? Should I get in there so I can become a famous Satan?
You should jump on this as fast as you can. Yes, and get in on the ground floor because people are fleeing in droves. And it's pretty good. It's good. It's the best. I think it's the best, most reliable. The nice thing is that it's not like a corporate owned thing, right? It's just decentralized servers. You're going to have to learn what that is. It just means that you'll never be in the situation again where a billionaire can come. It's just nice being on a platform where a billionaire fascist isn't owning it and bragging. And
right.
What would I do for a Klondike bar? Honestly, not much. I don't care for them.
I don't either.
Unless they decide to sponsor this show, in which case...
We love Klondike bars.
I will move heaven and earth.
Yeah.
Thanks for the question.
Kadger Teensy?
Kadger Teensy, one of our biggest fans.
Kadger Teensy, God, whenever you and Satan have discussed, in quotes, who did it best, as far as portrayals of y'all in a movie, why has Tim Curry's portrayal of Satan in Legend never been brought up? Technically, they don't use Satan or the devil to describe him. I think it's Dark Lord or Lord Darkness or something, but we all know who it is. Just curious because I think he's the best movie version of Satan.
Yeah. Satan, have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah. I love this movie. I've definitely heard about this movie.
Google search it, fucker. It's called Legend.
I just did. What do you think I'm doing?
Oh, okay.
It looks amazing. I will watch it this weekend because this guy is nailing my horns.
And yeah, she's right. This is the best portrayal of you ever. I've been jealous of you ever since because you look tight. In that movie, bro.
This looks fun.
Yeah. It's really good.
Cool.
Thanks for the callback, Kadra Teensy. Next question from Hentron. Dear God, can we please get billboards with sexy Satan with his pronounced cum gutters?
Wow.
Jesus.
And the words, remember, kids, Satan loves you and he will let you do butt stuff.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, why not?
Wow. Cum gutters?
Cum gutters. I've heard this a couple of times, and I know I'm the hip and the cool one, but what is that?
What is that?
That's when you have such tight
abs, right? Abs, lower abs.
That it's like...
Which I do.
And then if there was a spray of material... onto your abs, it would just drizzle down like in a gutter.
Like a rain drain, like a storm drain.
Yeah. if you're still with us, listener, thank you. We're not going to do that because no billboard company in the world will co-sign that. Believe me, I would know. Mm. I've tried. Next question.
This is from Curtis. Hey, at God, how are your benefits up there? I had a sweet time at the city dentist after riding the great transport system and went back to my job where my employer pays my union dues. Love from hell, Sinky.
Wow. Good for you, Curtis. Brag much?
Dude, about Helsinki how good you have it there tight.
In hell. Helsinki. Helsinki sounds pretty tight.
It is an opening to hell.
Our benefits up in heaven, not as good as Helsinki. But I'm working on it, okay? I don't see any of that money from the collection plate, so I don't know how you think I'm supposed to pay for any of this.
Hey, God, this is from the Martin L. I am listening to Hallelujah, written by Leonard Cohen, and the first verse says, "Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. What is this chord, and can you play it for us on the pod?"
Leonard Cohen. This is a Leonard Cohen song, right, Satan?
Yeah, that's him.
You were just saying he's down there with you in tight hell.
He ripped this apart the other night. He ripped it. He shredded. He did a new metal version of Hallelujah.
A metal version of Hallelujah?
New wow. Metal, specifically NU metal. It was prog rock, and it shredded.
I want to hear like a hardcore gangster rap version of Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. That's what I'm fun. Waiting for. There's a secret chord, and it pleased the Lord.
So sing the chord.
I don't know what the secret chord is. I think I found this article. I think it might be the fourth, fifth, minor fall, and major lift. I think they said it.
It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift.
Broken. They literally tell you in the song. Hallelujah. Or maybe the whole song is the secret chord. Or maybe it's just the word Hallelujah. You got to know that I wasn't involved in the writing of the song. I've never gotten any royalties. No.
Well, it wasn't about you writing. It was you were pleased by the note.
Yeah, I think it's a good song. I mean, cool. It's you know, sometimes I hear it too much and it's like, okay, this is annoying. Could you be more emo, Leonard Cohen?
Right.
That's why I need the gangster rap version.
Nah, man, the new metal was fast and furious and awful. It was awful. It shredded.
Has Creed covered this song yet?
No, not yet.
Because if I listen to that, I'm going to have to go into the garage and turn the car on and just wait for the sweet release.
Amelia wants to know, God, what circle of hell is the U.S.?
This sounds more like a question for Satan.
She asked you, man.
I think it's bad hell. It's like shitty, dysfunctional hell.
Don't compare my home to the U.S., please.
Chill hell.
Nah, brah.
So one last question. Casey, the AC guy, goes, God, just found out today I'm having my fifth child. Sorry, I was thrown off by fifth. Any chance you could divine purpose my testicles in sterility or at least spot me $500 for the guy with a welder's mask and a soldering iron?
Ouch.
I swear I'm not trying to do this. I just keep sneezing funny and looking at her sideways. That's really funny, but holy shit.
That's how you get... Well, wow. Congratulations on your fifth.
Congrats on...
Bundle
wow.
of joy and stress and money demands. I on the last episode, I did a new commandment where I was told people to stop fornicating and have so many kids. I would get a vasectomy, maybe. Snip, snap. And there's now 8 billion humans in the world.
Woo!
That's too many. Casey, the AC guy, do what you want. But if you don't want to stop having kids, you could like try.
Well, if you're already doing AC, maybe just put a heater.
Try harder. Stop sneezing at her and looking at her sideways or whatever.
I'll take some of those kids if you want.
But congratulations.
Congrats.
Babies are my proof that I think the world should go on, apparently. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot, bro. That's a lot to bear.
I'm tired for
him. Good luck with all that. Yeah, I mean, one is a lot. I stopped at one.
Wow.
Anyway, this has been Ask God. Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome.
What a great finish there, God.
Really?
High energy out of that section.
Well, just talking about having children is exhausting.
Oh, my God. It's so exhausting.
Not for me.
Not for you. How many kids do you have, Satan?
About just under 8 million. Just under. But we're excited for our 8 millionth. Pretty fun. But I don't have kids the normal way. They kind of just, I go, rah! And they just kind of pop out into existence.
It's like Gremlins. You throw water on Satan, bing, 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 demons pop out.
Oh, I love that.
All right, it's time for listener feedback.
Wow, this is new.
Yeah, well,
this is new.
We've been getting a lot more activity on our chat server on Discord.
Wow. And wow, one, God.
Yeah, we can't believe it. There's an area called God Pod Chat, and this is an area where people have taken to posting feedback to certain things from certain episodes or saying thank you or so on and so forth.
So you're telling me there's an area on your Discord called God Pod Chat that people give feedback on our episodes?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. Am I dumbing it down enough?
No, I don't know why I felt the need to do that, but I just wanted to really hammer it into the audience.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's there. Along with Ask God, that's where you ask the questions that we read on the show. Along with, there's a place all the way at the bottom called Satan HQ.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so you're telling me on the Discord, there's a couple different places that you can chat, including Ask God and Satan HQ?
Yes, Satan. For fuck's sake.
Yeah, for fuck's sake.
All right, here's our first piece of feedback. How about you read it, Psyche?
Peyton J420. I love how Satan is here. Got the Evanescence song wrong twice. I'm sure he meant bring me to life.
Oh, wow. See, Peyton J is trying to call me out, but of course I knew it was bring me to life. But I just knew no user, nobody else would know that. So I said it was the wake me up song that everybody understands. Because bring me to life, guess what, buddy? Parentheses, wake me up. I don't know if that's true. I just don't know if that's true. I'm making
it up. Well, thanks for the feedback, Patton.
Cool,
and way
feedback
to hold Satan's feet to the fire.
Yeah, come at me. Come at me.
Why don't you read this next piece of feedback, Satan?
I'm not done with Peyton J. Why don't you come over and we'll frickin' fiddle this out. We both play Bring Me to Life, Evanescence on the fiddle. I will see who fucking wins. And if I win, I got your soul, buddy.
I love this, Satan. Let's make this a recurring thing that you're mentioning your fiddle.
Okay, thanks for the note, God. Thanks, God. Great. Okay, Kadger Teensy writes, great episode. Jordan is so hilarious. You've really become a great interviewer, God. You're doing great. You should be proud. You make my day. Wow. Did you write this?
No, but I did not write this.
Catcher Teensy does feel like a fake username.
I loved forcing you to read it. She's got praise for everybody. Don't worry.
I'm God. Catcher Teensy. Yeah, that's a good fake name. Nobody will guess. And Psyche, I'm in the BP1 Club too, girl.
Woo-hoo!
I love you. And I'm one of your staunch defenders that God was referring to.
Oh.
I got your back, girl. I hope you're loving motherhood as much as I do. Satan, my guy, you're killing it. The Satan Show. And with your 90s DJ voice. I think you missed your calling for sure. I need you to pretend like you're introducing the song Let Me Smang It or Fried or Fertilized on the next Satan Show. Please. Love y'all so much. Wow. Kadger Teensy.
Oh, my God. Kadger Teensy, welcome to the Bipolar One Club, girl. Yes.
Unza, yeah, that's
unza,
great.
Unza, unza.
Oh, yeah. She got it. She knew exactly what I was talking about.
She hit all the spots.
Kadger. Where does that name come from?
Like a badger?
Like a badger. Mm-hmm. Teensy. Is that your real last name? I'm so interested.
Teensy.
Well, you could jump on the Discord and talk to her anytime you want, Satan.
Oh, thank you, Kadger Teensy.
Thanks so
That's
much,
so
Kadger
awesome.
Teensy. I'll never see you on the Discord, but gosh, I'm so excited you're there.
Okay.
Maybe I'll go download. Did you download Discord? Is that how you do it?
Probably, yeah, on your phone. Okay, this next one I'll read. Patton J420.
Here
He's
we go.
Back.
He's back.
I'm still lit. So Patton's been going through all the old episodes.
I think it's Payton, right? Payton?
Payton J420. We've got people that are going back and listening to all the old episodes, like binging.
Wow.
And so Patton says, I'm still listening to old episodes, and I listened to one yesterday that had me rolling. All I can say is I don't know which is better, God's Hulk Hogan impersonation or Jesus Christ's Kenneth Copeland impersonation. Wow. I forgot what Jesus's Kenneth Copeland impersonation is, but I would love to hear that, Jesus. Jesus? Jesus, are you there? Jesus? All right, we'll have to wait for him to come back. As far as my Hulk Hogan impersonation, that's basically just being like, brother. Hey, brother.
Wow, it's mean? Like doesn't he's it... in the room.
Wow.
Doesn't everybody there he say is. Brother, brother? Anyway, Hulk Hogan, I'm going to have to listen to that myself. Thank you for that feedback.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Ooh, this one.
Ooh, this is hot.
This one's juicy. The Martinelle says, so there was a time where there was a week where you were both gone on vacation during the election doing God knows what.
Voting, unlike you.
Doing me knows what. And so we did a little group therapy with Jesus leading the way.
Oh, wow.
Trusted
you
counselor
did?
And friend. Yeah. And
I'm okay with that.
That rubs some people the wrong way. The yeah. Martinelle says, Jesus Christ trying to take over group therapy from Psyche. The patriarchy strikes again.
Wow.
Resist Psyche and God makes sure that Psyche keeps her role no matter how much time she needs to look after all those diapers in her life. Wow.
Thank you, the Martinelle, for appreciating all the diapers that I have to go through. If there's any diaper companies out there that want to send me diapers, send them.
Come on, diaper companies, reach out. It's a great sponsorship.
Wow. Well, you know what? I want to say this. I want to thank the Martinelle for having my back and, you know, talking about how we should resist. But I want to say I am totally okay with Jesus taking over for that week.
Aww.
Because you know what? God needs to keep up his therapy, and I was not available, and I trust Jesus. I love him, and if Jesus felt the need to fill in the role, maybe it's because God needed that therapy session more than we needed it.
God needs to keep up his therapy, for sure.
Yep.
Psyche, how about you read this last bit of feedback from Kadra TNZ?
Again.
Oh, Kadra's back.
Hey, I don't care. I'm just grabbing the best
comments.
No,
I love this.
We're not I mad. Just,
no, we're excited. I just listened to the older episode, Stranger Gods, Volume 2, and Psyche referred to their Monday episodes as the B-sides. At God, please tell Psyche that she is on the A-team in my eyes.
Wow, here they go.
Oh my God, I am here for God and the silly gang all day, every day. I love the Thursday episodes. I love Jesus Christ and Mary Mags, and I love being educated or meeting a new comedian, but I live for the Psyche insane episodes. I feel like I'm hanging with my best friends when I listen. I would be disappointed if y'all had guests because that would take away from y'all's amazing conversations and how you riff off each other. It is pure gold. I realize I'm responding to a 5-month-old episode, but I need Psyche to know that they are the greatest hits for me. Also, as a female who has lived with bipolar since my early 20s and has dedicated a lot of my mental health, she speaks my language. Basically, Psyche, you're the shit, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. That's all. Love y'all. Oh, my God. Satan, we made it. We are on the A-team.
Woo!
Woo! Kadra Teensy. We're on the A-team.
It's because of my hat this episode. That's what did it.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is when the White Lotus theme song starts. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
We are so high off of that feedback, you have no idea.
God put sunglasses on. He's like fucking
things are
feeling
so bright
himself.
I have to wear shades.
Holy shit, we're the A-team.
The enthusiasm and the love, we're feeling it.
Wow.
And we're so thankful for this feedback. How do you feel about this section, listener feedback, gang?
Do you know what I want to say? I am thankful for listener feedback. That is what I am thankful
keep
for.
Keep it coming. We're going to keep reading this.
Keep it coming.
We live as deities. We absolutely live for praise. We can't exist without it, really.
The more the merrier. Wow, we love you.
Well, that was really fun, y'all.
Thanks, guys.
Now it's time for the goddamn news. And let's see what we got here today. Oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start off with something really, really fun. Goodreads reviews of the Bible have people cackling over their accuracy. What's Goodreads?
Goodreads is a review site for books.
A review site for books.
Come on. You guys don't know what Goodreads and you haven't read one Washington Post article? God. God damn, this is the silly crew.
But I do know what's going on, though.
This is the silly gang.
I do know what's going on.
I read headlines.
Yeah, so people have been leaving reviews of the Bible on this book review website. And you wanna hear some of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Susie rated it 1 star.
No.
12 dudes, not a single one of them, at least a bit fruity, unrealistic. The main character had no personality, and he died in his own book. Embarrassing, if you ask me. The MC and this one dude could have had such a cute lovers to enemies to lovers arc. Wasted opportunity. The first part was just boring, and every character was a pick me. What does that mean? Pick me.
A pick me girl.
What
it's
does
like,
that
oh,
mean?
Pick me. It's like, I'm not like the other girls.
Okay. Over my head. This one chick deadass created an entire religion so her husband doesn't find out that she cheated on him. Iconic girl boss energy. In the end, I just wasted my time and it should have been gayer.
It's kind of true.
Thank you, Susie. That review was iconic.
Yeah, that was great.
Ryan rated it 1 star. Hard to follow, serious plot inconsistencies, characters not believable, pretty lousy writing, needs an editor. Amen. I agree. I had nothing to do with writing it. Anne rated it 1 star. Wasn't worth the childhood damage. Wow. Luke rated it 3 stars. You guys, so much weird stuff happens in here. Amen, Luke. Amen. Charlotte's review, also 1 star. I don't know. Sky Daddy was kind of cool, but the fandom is so toxic, it ruined the whole book. Nice.
Wow.
She said that I'm cool.
Cool.
Unless she's talking about Jesus. Thank you for your reviews of the Bible, Internet. This is this every once in a while. Something happens in the Internet that's really funny.
Dang. You guys don't know what Goodreads is. I have to say this unironically to both of you. Read a book.
But I do read a book. I don't need to hear other people's opinions on the book.
You guys don't read books. I could see it on both of your faces. You don't read
No,
books.
I actually do. I actually do.
Oh, you like books? Name 7 of them.
When the Crawdads Sing. The Bible.
When the Crawdads Sing. The second follow-up of Where the Crawdads Sing is When the Crawdads.
I'm looking. A night film.
You're looking at your bookshelf. Of unread books, still with the tag.
Satan, I have a question for you. Is
the Naked
okay?
Healer.
Satan, is it okay if I listen to books?
I think that's all right.
My eyes aren't what they once were.
I listen to books too.
Because I'm pretty old as God.
Try having a baby and read a book. It's kind of impossible.
Oh, you're not reading books to your baby? Come on. You could have said Goodnight Moon. You could have said Rainbow Fish.
You know what we're reading right now?
Yeah, you're reading books? Oh, isn't that the cutest?
The cutest right now? Santa Stops at Disneyland. That's what we're on right now.
Oh, my God. Corporate hack.
Goodnight Girls, The Golden Girls, Goodnight Moon book.
Wow.
The Golden Girls, Goodnight. Everything you buy has to have a brand attached to it.
Yeah. Wait, what? There's like brand
the Magic
versions of all
Grinder. Do you know that one?
That can't be good.
It's about Minnie Mouse's Magic Grinder.
What is she grinding?
Pepper.
She has a grinder. It's the dragons. It's the dragon's Magic Grinder.
Minnie Mouse smokes weed.
Yeah.
She's got a magic grinder.
That's great. You know what? I'm happy.
Mickey Mouse comes home and Minnie has a fat bowl waiting for him. Okay, Alabama residents are flipping out over a Krampus-friendly festival of Yule.
And why are they flipping out? I love Krampus.
This is from our good friend Hemant Mehta on Only Sky. Yeah, well, because they live in Alabama.
Oh, and that's the devil?
Yeah, and that's Krampus looks like the devil.
Oh.
And so I thought you would be interested in this story, Satan, because... Yeah, people don't like your visage.
Yeah, no. People notoriously don't like me around.
In Alabama.
In Alabama.
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 They've heard the stories. They don't lock me down there. But I say no way. I won't be going down there no time soon. Thank you very much.
What the fuck was that? I've never heard Satan attempt a Southern accent before.
Let me tell
you. And now I know it was for good reason.
No, this is deep south, bruh. You ain't been to Alabama, the parts that I've been to Alabama.
He's working on it, and it's going to be amazing.
You're giving me very Elvis.
Guess where Elvis is from?
Tennessee?
Probably. I have no idea. I'm assuming Memphis.
Satan thinks all Alabamians sound like Elvis. This is discrimination. All right, let's move on.
Well, what do your Alabamians sound like?
Oh, horrible. Just Alabama. This is Alabama, man. This is how we talk.
That's more Shreveport. That's more Louisiana. This guy does not understand.
Yeah, you know what? I'm terrible too. Speaking of discrimination, the Mormon Church has voiced support for same-sex marriage law. And people want to know, what are they really up to?
I agree.
Here?
What's going on?
We built this city. They must want polyamory, but also I think they're just...
No, I think what's happening is they're losing younger followers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's really what's happening. It's amazing. Whoa. It's amazing. They have to evolve or die.
But they're still not accepting same-sex marriage in the church.
Exactly. They haven't changed the church, but they're, you know, you can do what you want with your laws, which is a step forward for them. But also, yeah, they're losing popularity. People are leaving the church in droves. And they've also just had a huge scandal. I love saying in droves. People are going to Mastodon in droves.
Droves.
And they're
there's droves of people everywhere.
In droves. What's a drove, God? It's like 1,000 people. But yeah, they've had some big scandal recently, apparently, with money.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What a rare thing that happens.
Hold on.
If with churches.
Yeah, so basically they're losing members and are trying to save face in the wake of a recent tax evasion scandal. Their hoard of $100 billion in real estate holdings that came out.
Wow.
So in addition to all the things. So I guess.
There's good, that.
Good, good, cool.
Good, good, cool.
Good, good, cool. I feel sorry. You know what I feel sorry for in all this? The Book of Mormon on Broadway. Because the more that the Mormon Church tries to pretend that they're pro-LGBTQ, the more that that play loses some of the sting of its satire. Maybe they're doing all of this just to fuck over that play.
Maybe.
Okay. That was weird, God. Next. So have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Eli Lilly lost a lot of money on Wall Street because someone impersonated them on Twitter and said that insulin would now be free, and their stock went down.
That was straight Satan for me. I love that shit.
For sure. If there was like an Oscars for satire.
Impersonating corporations, that is prime Satan trickery. That's, I love that.
Whoever this was, like, you win best satirist of the decade, because this is legendary.
Well, it's just crazy that the government doesn't sell insulin. And it was kind of crazy like that, wouldn't you say? Wouldn't you say?
It's absolutely insane that they're charging this much for something that was meant to be free.
Mm-hmm.
It's bullshit.
And so the Eli Lilly CEO has responded to this insulin tweet flap.
Flap. Isn't flap like when they jack off?
This kerfuffle. No, you're thinking flap, of flap. Fap. You're thinking of fap.
Flap is the noise that birds make when they fly.
Flap, flap, flap.
The Eli Silly CEO says insulin tweet flap probably signals need to bring down cost.
Yeah, just probably.
You think? You evil fuck.
Isn't fap fat ass pussy?
All right, I can tell we're getting towards the end of the show.
Time to end.
This is the silly gang. We're the A-team.
Time to get out of here.
Psyche is sort of sunsetting a little bit.
I thought I was being funny.
You are. Well, that was a great discussion about Eli Lilly. Let's move on to blessings and smites. This is the part of the show where we bless the things we liked about the show and we smite the things we hated.
I'll take it. I'll get a slightly serious. And I want to say, I bless the trans and gay community. You guys have to go through a lot.
Yes.
And smite with all of the power of Satan these right-wing terrorists that are, I can't even talk about it without making Satan tear up.
Exactly. Thank you for bringing it up, Satan, because it's hard to talk about. And these fucking monsters are going after anyone who is trans, or if you defend trans people, if you're a journalist, right, they're going after them where they live and trying to instill terrorist fear into everyone to let them, and then people are getting killed. Libs of TikTok is an account on Twitter that hasn't been banned and straight up targets people, and people are getting killed. And where the fuck is the FBI and the authorities on this? This shit needs to be shut the fuck down.
No, it's very difficult to talk about, and it's extremely devastating. So that's what I would like to do with my blessings and smites.
I would like to back that up also and say I want to give a round of love and flowers to the incredible people that helped with the Club Q shooting, the Army vet, and most importantly, the drag queen who used their heels to literally stop this person from taking more lives. And I saw this meme and it was like, I never want to hear anything about drag queens being scary or being dangerous or being whatever, because they are, this literally was like the most incredible thing that ever happened. And thank those people for saving more lives. I'm very sorry for the 5 lives that were lost and those that were injured. And I'm very sad for all their families. And I just want to say that I stand with the community. Everyone here at God Pod does. And we will be here to defend and love and just give all our blessings to you and smite anyone that has any bad things to say or negativity. That times are changing, motherfuckers. Times are changing.
Wow. I can't add anything to that except to co-sign, agree with everything you said.
We're all co-signing.
It's a co-signing. We just bought an apartment of agreement.
We did not know this was going to happen, but I'm glad it did. Well, thanks for listening, humans. Find the God Pod wherever you get your podcasts. The God Pod, have it Yahweh. It's time for the God's honest truth. Elon Musk recently let Donald Trump, of all people, a terrorist leader who incited an insurrectionist attack on the capital of his country. Yes, Elon Musk let him back onto Twitter in the hopes of getting more attention to his failing platform. And he did this with the words Vox Populi Vox Dei. The Latin phrase Vox Populi Vox Dei means the voice of the people, the voice of God. It's an old proverb, and an early reference to this expression is in a letter from Alcuin to Charlemagne in 798. The full quotation from Alcuin reads, "And those people should not be listened to who keep saying the voice of the people is the voice of God, since the noisiness of the crowd is always very close to madness." That's the full quote. So you're getting it wrong, dumb fuck. And history just basically said you're a madman and an idiot, as these ancient texts prove. And that's the God's honest truth, me damn it. The Lord has spoken.